This is CA calling in from Camp 1 on Mount Logan. We've had a big day. We did our first carry up to Camp 2, about 700 meters of elevation gain. It took us about 7 hours to get up, only 1 hour to get down because we have skis. That's kind of amazing. Thanks to Mrs. Holmes' grade 3 class for letting us know that it was Star Wars Day. We definitely needed the force today to haul those big-ass sleds. Oops, I shouldn't say ass. Whoops, I just said it again. To call those sleds, carry those sleds up the hill. Definitely, after 3 days of moving gear and stuff, I'm beat to a snot, but hopefully I can get a good sleep and be ready to haul again tomorrow. They promised us a rest day up on the call because I think we have some snow coming, and should be a pretty interesting spot. It's pretty exposed, so hopefully we can get in and get dug in and into our little abodes before a storm hits. The earworm for today was Those Were the Days. And a Simon and Garfunkel song that I play. Oh, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. So those were two that paced me up the hill. It was great when I could find a rhythm with my song in my head and my skis. And as you can hear, I'm pretty pooped out, so I'm not terribly creative today. But breakfast was, again, oatmeal with granola. Lunch was a tortilla with cheese and bacon. And supper was ramen with cheese and bacon. It's already minus 12, probably going to be a chilly one tonight. It was a hot and cold day. If the wind was out, it was chilly. If the wind was not there, then you were being baked. So it was a little challenging with changing layers and things, but we got through it. We got up, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. So it was minus 20 this morning. That's all centigrade. So some days when you're going after big dreams, it takes a big effort, and hopefully I get another big effort in me tomorrow. So I'll catch you from wherever it is we end up, and thanks for checking in. Heard a few texts in. I'll check with those tomorrow. And again, don't ever worry if you don't hear an update from me. The sat phone battery is a little persnickety. It's very chilly, and I did get it a little bit charged today, but if we don't get sun, I probably only get one or two calls out of it before it decides to be done. So I will spot every day no matter what, I think, as long as I have extra batteries for that one, so you'll always know where we're to. All right, thanks. Have a big day. Have a great day, and have big dreams. Bye.
Down to